It's 18:13 Pacific time. Our first station on our international buoy reports is 205 nautical miles southwest of Honolulu. The winds are east at 10 knots, gusting to 14 knots. Seas are 6 feet, period is 13 seconds. Pressure is 30.03 and falling. Water temperature 78 and air temperature 78. The period on the swells are 13 seconds and 6 feet. The wind wave is 2 feet and 5 seconds. Next location is Jarvis Island. And at that location, water temperature is 85 degrees. We're going to head out to the Gulf of Mexico. It's called Mid-Gulf, 180 nautical miles south of Southwest Pass, Louisiana. And this is where we have a broad circulation that's been developed. And they did get quite a few thunderstorms over the peninsula from Tampa to Orlando starting a band. And they had a second band up in the Carolinas that banded also. Winds there is at this location at south of Southwest Pass or east northeast at 12 knots, gusting 14 knots. Seas are 3 feet. Peak period is 6 seconds. Pressure is 29.72 and a steady air temperature is 81. Water is 82 and dew point 75. The swells are 2 feet. Period is 6 seconds. Wind wave is 2 feet. Period is 5 seconds. We're going to go on out to the Naples area, 208 nautical miles west of Naples, Florida. And that information is east-southeast at 18 knots, gusts 23 knots. That's small craft warning. Seas are rising. They're 6 feet. Peak period is 8 seconds. Pressure is 29.77 and steady. Air temperature is 80 and water temperature is 83. The wind wave is 6 feet. Period 8 seconds, direction is south-southeast. Our western Gulf is in Brownsville, 207 nautical miles east of Brownsville. That's Texas. The wind there is north-northeast at 20 knots, gusting 21 knots. It's another small craft. Warning, seas are 8 feet, peak period is 8 seconds. Pressure is 29.76 and falling. Water temperature is 83, dew point 79. Wind wave is 8 feet and period is 8 seconds and direction is east. We're going to go up into the Atlantic area, and that's 40 nautical miles southeast of Savannah, Georgia. And as soon as that data comes in, here we go. It's called Gray's Reef. And at that location, winds are south at 8 knots, gusting to 10 knots. Pressure is 29.93 and rising. Air temperature is 79 degrees. Water is 80 and dew point 75. We have no seas reported there. Our next location is 120 miles east of Cape Canaveral. And the weather there is coming up. It's wind south-southeast at 10 knots. They dropped somewhat out in the Atlantic and picked up in the Gulf. So in the gust there, 12 knots. Seas are 4 feet. Period is 4 seconds. Pressure is rising, 29.94. Air temperature is 80. Water temperature is 80. So that means the progressive of the depression is slowly westward. The swell is 3 feet, 10 seconds is the period. Wind wave is 3 feet, and period is 4.3 seconds. Our next location is 40 nautical miles. That is from St. Augustine, east-northeast of St. Augustine. It's almost a crisscross to the Gray's Reef. Their wind is south-southeast, 14 knots, gusts 16 knots. Seas 3 feet, period is 4 seconds, pressure is 29.92 and rising. Air temperature is 81, water is 83, and dew point is 73. degrees Fahrenheit. The swell of 2 feet, period 9 seconds. Direction is east. Wind wave is 3 feet, period is 4 seconds, and a slight turn to the south at southeast. Our next location is East Bahamas as we begin to go into the Caribbean. Our East Bahama location is just, let's see, I'm not too sure exactly what islands it's off, but it's 24 degrees north and 68 degrees west. The wind there is 8 knots, south-southeast direction. A gust is 10 knots, seas are 4 feet, peak period is 8 seconds, pressure is 30.01 and falling. Air temperature is 79, water is 81, and dew point 70.